Local quality steel roofing, siding, and pole barn materials. They go to Hilltop Steel Center in Escanaba. As the Upper Peninsula's premier destination for all things steel, you won't find a better selection. Their prices are competitive with big chain stores, yet you'll receive exceptional small-town service. Build stronger with Hilltop Steel Center. And stop by their showroom, conveniently located just off Danforth Road, Escanaba.
Benoit's Glass and Lock of Escanaba specializes in providing glass and locksmith services. Not only do they cut glass, but they repair windows and screens as well. Check them out for your storm windows, mirrors, shower stalls, plexiglass, and commercial storefronts too. And what happens if you find yourself locked out of your vehicle or home? Call Benoit's, of course. Free estimates available. Benoit's Glass and Lock is your trusted partner, and they have the best piece of glass in town.
When people are looking for durable, quality steel roofing, siding, and pole barn materials, they go to Hilltop Steel Center in Escanaba. As the Upper Peninsula's premier destination for all things steel, you won't find a better selection. Their prices are competitive with big chain stores, yet you'll receive exceptional small-town service. Build stronger with Hilltop Steel Center. And stop by their showroom, conveniently located just off Danforth Road, Escanaba.
Well, the Vikings have made the pitching change, and Alex Ortman will go to the mound. Set the stage here. You got bases loaded, one out, top of the sixth inning, and the Cubs are on top 4-0. Bon LaChance.
And the Vikings are not playing for two up the middle.
Here's Ortman's first pitch. Ball one, low.
They are up in the middle, so they are gearing to go home.
Yep. Next pitch is a strike.
Which, coach, I mean, it's a horse apiece, but LaChance, not a great runner, right? Certainly a kid who you might be able to double up on a well-hit ground ball, but we'll see what happens.
Next pitch is outside. 2-1.
Well, Alex Ortman, go to the mound. You caught 5 innings. That Ryan Erickson, go behind the plate, right? And
yep.
They're baseball players. That's what they do.
Particularly in Legion. Next pitch is a fastball fouled away by LaChance. This is a nice matchup.
It is. Alex probably would have liked a few more warm-up pitches before he gets to LaChance.
Never really seemed to bother him much. 2-2 is the count. One out. Bases loaded. It's a fastball, high fastball, and a swing and a miss by LaChance.
Coach, there's, Ashton, you know this, but there's not a big substitute for velocity. And
nope.
I was going to say it, 2-2 count to LaChance. Ortman's going fastball, and it's going to be the hardest one of the at-bat because that's
it's
Alex.
And it's going to be up.
And he blew it by him.
Yep. Two down. Next pitch, fastball outside. Ball one.
And this is a kid who has pitched against, you know, some of the best teams in the state of Michigan. So he's confident to throw his fastball.
Next pitch outside.
No, you can't relax.
2-0 to Rimkos.
Ashton is 1-for-2 with a walk and RBI. 2 RBI, actually.
Next pitch is fastball, 4 strike. That's all we've seen so far. Nothing but heat.
I think he's going to stay there, coach.
Don't blame him.
I think he's going to stay with the gas.
Throwing well. 2-1. High fastball. Makes it 3-1. Now he's got to focus. 2 down. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss by Rimkos.
Yeah, Rimkos has had trouble catching up on the 2 pitches that were over the plate.
Yep.
So if you're Alex Ortman, that's where you're obviously trying to put it. And Rimkos is going to have to speed it up.
Bases are juiced. They're full. 3-2, 2 outs. And here's the pitch. And Rimkos looks at it and gets the outside corner. Strikeout, and that ends the inning. no damage done, even though the Cubs were able to load the bases with, what, one out?
Yep.
With one out, and Ortman comes in and shuts it down. So after five and a half innings, it's now the Cubs four and the Vikings two. Vikings coming up to bat in 90 seconds.
Davis Wanick Surveying of Escanaba is a respected land surveying firm founded in 1968. They provide services to safeguard your property rights and maintain a strong commitment to meet deadlines while providing accuracy. Their team of specialists, including Terry, Mel, Matt, and Craig, possess the expertise and dedication you deserve. Serving Alger, Delta, Dickinson, Marquette, Menominee, and Schoolcraft counties, Davis Wanick is your trusted partner in surveying.
At Quality Inn and Suites at Escanaba, they believe in giving you more for your money. Enjoy their convenient location, as well as free airport transportation, ample parking for large vehicles, and even an EV charging station. Host your kids' birthday party, take daily swims, and experience all the comforts you deserve. Quality Inn and Suites, where your stay is more than just a night's rest. It's a gateway to Upper Peninsula adventures.
Today, more and more people are pre-planning their funerals. Pre-planning or pre-arranging is simply taking care of your funeral details before the need arises. This could include everything from choice of service to choice of burial or cremation. Find out more today. Just call, stop by, or visit SkratskyFuneralHomes.com.
Skratsky Family Funeral Homes.
Randy Van Gass, along with Tony Adams, back at Mike Molly Field here in Norway. Pitching change for the Cubs, and coming in to pitch for the Cubs will be Bryce Blix.
First batter for Norway.
Caught the first five innings of the ball game. Now he'll go to the mound. Blix, a lefty, as we'd mentioned. Kind of unique thing that you see behind the plate. Now goes to the mound. Carson Moore will be the first batter. Blix has some velocity.
He does. Good-looking pitcher, yep. And Carson Moore's job here in the bottom of the sixth, trailing by two, is get on base.
First pitch is low.
Doesn't matter how.
So one ball to Moore. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Hits the plate and bounces away from the catcher, who is now Cloutier. So 2-0 on Moore as Blix works to find the strike zone. And he found it that one. So 2-1 as the fastball gets the outside corner on Moore.
Good velocity from Blix.
That one almost hit Moore, maybe 3-1.
Well, you saw a couple Escanaba players stay in there, right? Carson made a business decision on a Wednesday in July.
Yeah. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's a breaking pitch. Gets by the catcher. That's ball four, and Moore will hustle down to first. Yeah, that was nowhere near the strike zone.
So Carson Moore did his job.
Your next batter, 0, Jacob Duder.
Duder is 1 for 2, with a single and a walk.
He'll come up, the second baseman, and has an opportunity here to help the Viking cause. They need two runs to tie it. And first pitch is inside. Blix kind of wanted that one. A little tricky over there. You got Moore at first base. Blix a lefty.
Yeah, you got to be careful there. Carson with about a 2-hop lead, so he's not very far off. I wouldn't expect a throw over.
Here's the pitch, and I guess it's called low. Well, I tell you, both those pitches, if the right arm had gone up, it would not have been a shame.
No.
2-0 on the batter, Duder. Outside, 3-0.
And Norway could very well be in, see a strike before he's before you swing, Mo.
Yeah. So Duder has worked the count to 3-0. looks still trying to figure it out. Runner at first. And there's ball four.
Four pitch walk. So that's,
all honesty,
that's nine pitches, and eight of them have been balls.
Yep. And all four of those were somewhere around the plate. They just weren't over it.
Now, I don't want to put any extra pressure on this kid. I've been watching him play baseball since he was eight. This is a Ryan Erickson is a baseball player, and he's certainly capable of burning some outfielders if he can square it up.
And he takes the first one right down the middle, first strike. Runners at first and second, no outs for the Vikings. They're down 4-2. One strike on Erickson. Not much of a lead at second by Moore outside. Evens the count at 1-1.
Ryan, Ryan is 0-3. He did reach on an error in a fielder's choice. Hasn't really squared one up yet. This would be a good time to do it.
Rice Blick still kind of not sure what's happening here. Is a throw down to first after the pitch, and it gets away. And moving over to third is Moore, and down to second goes Duder.
And that was absolutely the right play.
Yep.
By Escanaba. I believe they had Duder, right, who was kind of lackadaisical getting back, and the throw was just down in the dirt. LeChance couldn't handle it. So that takes all the forces away, and Ryan Erickson right now with the corners up, he's got to find a way to put the ball in play.
Tying run is at second for the Vikings with no outs. Here's the pitch, and Erickson will pop it up, and Cloutier can't get to it. It was right in front of us.
And I know Steve Ortman to the left of us, who's watched just as many games of Ryan Erickson as I have, he doesn't look to be in rhythm in the batter's box. This is a kid that can flat out swing a bat. And looks a little out of rhythm, right? Don't know the last time he swung a bat kind of thing. So we'll see if Ryan can find it here.
1-2 on the batter, Erickson. And he nubs one in the ground. It'll go foul down the third baseline.
Outside pitch, right? Just yep. Trying to stay alive. Blick's doing a nice job here. He's kind of staying away. Seeing if Erickson will go to right. He's capable. And there's a
Gardner right at the edge of the grass at third.
Big gap in right center.
And here's a high fastball fouled away by Erickson. So far, pretty good at bat by Erickson.
Haven't really seen a breaking ball so far, so it's been straight fastball. We'll see if he has one. I think now would be the time to do it.
1-2 on the batter. No outs. Second and third. Here's the pitch from Blix. Breaking ball. And it's a line shot, and it goes to the third baseman. The play's at home, Moore is out.
Running on contact, and yep. Coach McLean goes, you ran into another out.
Yep, that was a one-hopper to Gardner.
With heat.
Your next batter, pitcher, number one, Alex Ortman.
So you got first and third, one out, Ortman at the plate. Question is, last time Ortman came up, they walked him.
They did.
Intentionally.
Looks like they are choosing not to do so here. And do they send Ryan Erickson?
Lefty pitchy. There's a move over to first. Erickson goes back. Not close.
Yeah, just too hard of a hit ball right at Gardner to score from third. So we'll see if Alex Ortman can get a run home.
Here's a pitch from Blix. And they almost included here, almost threw that into left field as he faked the throw to second on the steal and went to third, and Gardner just barely got that. Otherwise, it would have sailed into left field.
Well, the two baseballs he's thrown, Coach, have been pretty shaky, so you got to keep that in your back pocket.
And now they're going to intentionally walk Ortman and load the bases.
I don't know about you, Coach, but I can tell you this.
Number two, Carson McLean.
I have never intentionally walked the batter, ever.
Yeah.
You?
Nope.
And we've seen two of them, Alex Ortman in this game.
And a couple of times regretted it. Here's McLean now.
But more often than not, didn't regret it.
With one out, pitches in the dirt and blocked.
Nice play by Cloutier there to save a run.
I do recall a quarterfinals down in Traverse City that they
had a good idea.
They walked Gravel twice.
Yeah.
And that made him mad, but he never got to swing the bat. So one ball on McLean. Ball low. Well, this starts to question the intentional walk now as it's 2-0 on McLean.
Well, an inning that started out really well for the Vikings, still in good shape with only one out.
Looks now with the 2-0 pitch. Fastball over, first strike.
Carson McLean is 0 for 3. He did reach on a fielder's choice. He has popped out to short, and he's popped out to third.
So 2-1 is the count on McLean. And he'll chop one, and it goes to first base. Hot. Run is out at first at home.
Wow.
As the first baseman, LeChance, knocked it down, had to gather it up and still threw it home and got Duder.
Well,
that's not much of a break.
No, it's not. As well, that's why, Coach, that's why you play the corners up.
Yep.
That's why you do it. That's why you don't have the first baseman deep, because if you get a shot right at him, and he didn't field it cleanly,
nope,
and still got the runner out at third.
So that brings up Bryce Adams. Two outs. Bases loaded again for the Vikings. And here's a ground ball, and it'll be scooped by Mercier. He throws, and it gets away from the first baseman. A run will score.
Yeah, he threw it in the dirt.
Yep. He threw one of those hop throws. It was a slow grounder, and he didn't get much out. Got two runs out of it.
I don't know if he gets them.
Yeah.
So what are you marking that official score? He had them?
So here's the deal. You walk Ortman,
right,
who's got good speed. He's at second base. He manages, on a ball that gets away from the first baseman by about 10 feet, he manages to score and tie this ball game up. So a throwing error by Mercier results in two runs. It was pitched by Blix low to Bocic.
Well, that's right. More often than not, Coach, I've seen the intentional walk not work out.
Adams at first, two outs, tie ball game here in the sixth. And Bocic takes a cut and misses. 1-1. That's just good hustle by Ortman.
Oh, yeah. He didn't stop, right? He kept running. He didn't think the play was over. And Adams made it close at first. Mercier had to rush, and he threw it in the dirt.
Here's a pitch in the dirt. Adams will cruise in to second base.
How many times have you seen over the years where a kid hits it to short and with two outs and they just kind of jog it? Right, so Vikings doing some good things here to put some pressure on the Cubs.
Second and third for the Vikings, two outs. And Bocic will look at a fastball, evens the count at 2-2.
Yeah, if you're Carson McLean at third, you're getting a big secondary here. Right, there's two outs. You are getting a really big secondary. There's nobody holding you. He went fishing.
Went fishing, and the pitch is in the dirt after the swing, and Cloutier will pick it up, throw it to first. That's the third out here in the sixth inning. But after six, the Vikings have tied it up with two runs here in the bottom of the sixth, and the score going into the seventh inning is 4-4, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with the top of the seventh.
When you purchase a new home, consider using your VA benefit with no down payment requirements. It's